to Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
This is Panda.
Chris.
And we're a podcast that leaves no topic unheard. We tell the stories that the people want. We are for the people, by the people. Finally, I got that right. Chris, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
You couldn't stay for too long, huh?
No, I got bit by the podcast bug. I'm going to be here as long as I can make it.
Oh, you know that podcast bug, man. It's hard to put down.
Yep. That's what she said.
Hey.
Title of your sex tape.
Come on, man. Kind of like a good cocktail, huh? You know what I mean? A good Jack and Coke or tequila and 7-Up with a bit of fresh squeezed lime. Or just a nice, neat glass of JMO. All of those drinks sound great compared to what we are about to do.
It's just not before a day of work. That does not sound great, like a day before work.
What are you talking about, man? This is going to be awesome, man. This is going to be so great. Anyways, well, without further ado, this is Make Absinthe Great Again. Yes, we said absinthe.
MAGA.
Haha. Tonight we are discussing an alcoholic drink. We are even going to taste and give our thoughts on a mysterious and legendary drink. Right after we learn a bit of history and the lore behind this beautiful looking concoction bestowed upon us. Absinthe is green in color, almost like a lemon lime Gatorade, depending on the brand, for it can be clear, black, blue, dark purple. So it really just depends on the brand, how they fermented and all that lingo that I'm not really going to.
Fermented,
yes, thank you.
That word is always Fermented.
I used to know.
It just sounds like nasty. Name. You know what I mean?
I used to know someone's last name. His last name was Fermented.
Fermented.
Yeah.
His last name was Fermented.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay. Anyways,
it's that chance.
Born in Switzerland in the 18th century, it quickly became the drink of the aristocrats, famous writers, musicians, and free thinkers. And some of those people were like Ernest Hemingway, James Joyce, Charles Baudelaire, Pablo Picasso, Vincent Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
See, I knew I had it right. Aleister Crowley.
Aleister
Crowley said it. I mean, he was one of the ones that were drinking this shit, bro.
Mr. Crowley.
That explains it all.
That explains it all, man.
Edgar Allan Poe was one, I think we just
found. Poe was on there.
You know, he was out of his fucking mind most of the time anyway.
Pretty much. Eric Santee, Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay, there goes.
Lord, yeah, you had
a list.
Yeah, I have a list here.
My bad. Go for it.
Lord Byron, Jesus Christ, and the Dark Lord himself, Ozzy Osbourne.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was an absinthe.
No, I'm just kidding on those last two. Now, all the things, and like all good things, like it was met with a harsh disagreement with traditionalists, bearing that it was a drink of the devil, mainly because it contained a dangerously psychoactive drug and hallucinogen, thujone. I hope I pronounced that right. Thujone. If I didn't pronounce it right, please correct me. But as it's written on here, it says thujone.
How you spell it?
Thujone. 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 Hey, that sounds like the Pokemon. Cubone. Bone. Bone.
Cubone. Bone.
That was my favorite Pokemon.
Cubone, really?
Yeah, Cubone, man.
Oh my god.
I mean,
how did he look?
He had a little skull on his head.
He had a whole face skull cap.
Motherfucker, I know my Pokemon.
He knows his Gen 1.
I know my Gen 1. Gen 1. Gen 1, day 1, baby.
He knows his Gen 1.
That's
Gen
right.
Gen 100. Hashtag, gotta catch them all.
Thujone, which is present in the spirit in trace amounts and was blamed for its alleged harmful effects. However, recent studies have shown the drug itself had little to do with the accusations in the past. Now, you might ask yourself, what is this actually comprised of? Well, the main ingredients are fennel, a plant species closely related to the carrot family, wormwood, a plant that usually is a ceremonial decoration, but mainly used for flavor and absinthe, and last is anise.
I think you're saying it right.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Your niece?
A niece. Not a niece. Not my niece.
Not several nieces, but one anise.
Yeah, anise. I don't know. These words, I never even heard these words before. This is like 18th century gibberish to me.
This is before we had the drink.
We have not tasted this yet.
I'm
actually really scared about this, but anise is also a flavoring additive with a licorice taste.
Yeah.
And with its growing popularity, it became known as the Green Fairy. Now, with so much publicity, the accusations became associated with Addison are, it makes you go crazy. Abstinent makes you crazy. A criminal provokes epilepsy and tuberculosis.
When you said it right there for a second, it sounded like you said abstinence make you crazy. I was like, fucking abstinence would make me crazy.
I think anything can make me crazy. I mean, any alcohol at a certain point makes me crazy. I'm just saying. You ever went 5 shots back to back with Jameson?
No. Oh, I don't, okay. I don't fuck around like that, man. I'm the slow and steady. I'm the fucking tortoise in this 5 shots back to back, dude.
And we ain't talking about no one finger ounce. We're going through 3 fingers. That's what she said. provokes epilepsy, tuberculosis, and has killed thousands of French people. It makes a ferocious beast of a man, a martyr of a woman, and a degenerate of the infant. It disorganizes and ruins the family and menaces the future of the country. And it's became known that a lot of those claims came from wine companies.
Because they were losing business.
There was like a huge decline, I think, back in the 1800s or something like that, in the wine industry. And
yeah, pretty much.
Absinthe came up.
Yeah, Absinthe was putting them out of business or just losing sales. And these claims eventually led to the ban of Absinthe. In the 19th century, almost globally, and in the United States, the ban took effect in 1912. Now, reports sprouted of a murder that was associated with the drink. A Swiss man became so angry that he murdered his pregnant wife and 2 children, which really sparked the ban. However, later claims were that he consumed other alcoholic drinks prior to Absinthe and just sent him over the edge. But Absinthe was singled out as the main culprit. And, like, just amazing that a single fear can send the whole world into a panic. That's just crazy. I mean, but we see that today, though.
Everything's based off fear.
Yep. Now, let's talk about a little bit about the revival of this drink. The early 2000s saw the removal of Absinthe bans around the world. A century after the bans were put in place and 2 centuries after the modern recipe was popularized. In 2005, Switzerland repealed its ban, once again making Absinthe legal and great again in its country of origin. And as of 2007, the United States has sold Absinthe after the removal of the ban. And today, there are over 200 brands of Absinthe sold worldwide. So without further ado, let's get into this stream.
Did you say when it was removed in the U.S.?
2007.
2007. So yeah. It's only been a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
has it been long enough, you think, for them to have regulated and refined everything to where?
Well, some of the things, whenever the ban was lifted from the U.S., it was the name Absinthe can't be on the bottle. It can't have any like depictions of hallucinogens or stuff like that. And there was one more on there.
There's some in Europe where they still have the Green Fairy logo on there. So, but I mean, that's in Europe and
can't be mentioned. It can't depict it. I think that's all that was on there.
Well, not to mention it has to have a certain, it can't have that same potency that it had before. So pretty much today we're getting like watered down, pussy down, Absinthe.
Let's do it.
Absinthe.
Oh, now you want to now.
I feel better, Mr. Stark.
Guys, you don't know how long, like, we've actually prolonged this. We were supposed to start this podcast about an hour ago, and obviously you didn't know this, but But now you do, because this guy next to me, he just didn't want to.
And we had lunch.
So scared. Yeah, we had to get
some. We were in the middle of lunch.
You can't take any kind of alcohol on a bare stomach. That'll just fucking hit you harder.
So. Okay. So, obviously, guys, you're not going to see this, but we'll be posting some pictures up on our Instagram. So, what I'm going to attempt to do
is take the picture first?
No.
Like, before you open it?
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay. Before you open it, take a picture of it mixed.
Before you open it.
Okay.
Mixed up, and then
I don't have the actual traditional glasses, or I don't have the traditional spoons, or
I should have thought about it. I have a Pilsner fucking glass at the.
Well, you're not gonna fill it all the way up.
No, but that's and then just say you could use a wine glass too.
Well, we don't have that. We're not that fancy.
Wine glasses.
No
goblets. Nothing.
I have a horn that I usually use for my beer, but that's for my mead.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
That's for my, you know, whenever you're enjoying a great
mystical
mead.
Mystical whore,
a great mead.
Hey, if there's anyone who knows what mead is, please give a like.
It's
and
the
follow,
shit
please.
That the dude in the Dilly Dilly commercials got sent to the fucking chamber and
I would have a nice mead, but no one knows what it is. So, anyways,
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly. So I'm gonna attempt to pour.
It's a heavy ass phone.
Yeah. It's an Apple phone.
Bro, too much, bro.
No, it's just enough.
Actually, from the videos I saw, that's a little bit. Because you're supposed to have, like... Okay, so say the glass, right? You're supposed to have a quarter. That's more like, I don't know, like an eighth or something. And you're gonna...
It almost looks like pickle juice from this angle.
Pickle bag.
It looks like a pickle bag almost. Oh, man. I'm so scared right now. But, I mean, like, drinking this, I mean, back in the days, you were supposed to turn into a fucking werewolf or be able to kill werewolves or something.
Whoa.
What does it smell like? What's the closest comparison?
What's your initial smell?
Let me see.
Let me grab my stinky gym socks and alcohol.
Oh, God.
No, it doesn't. It smells like a...
How are you going to ask me what it smells like to me and then be like, nah, bro?
It literally smells...
It literally smells exactly what the fuck he just said.
Like stinky,
it smells like
gym
licorice.
Socks and alcohol.
Like, are you sitting
I don't know. This is kind of weird. Almost like it's a... I don't know.
I've never...
It almost sounds like a herbal remedy or something like that.
Herbal remedy.
Ricola.
But, you
that's
know, the more you smell it, the less it smells bad.
So yeah,
just take
yeah.
a good whiff of it and you're like... Okay.
But I mean, you can smell the alcohol on it. I'm getting kind of high off of the alcohol.
I know,
fumes.
Man. Me too. Like, I feel like there's fumes coming out of it.
You got to remember, it says 40% alcohol by volume, right? So, at least whatever volume that you just put in this cup, 40% of that is already alcohol straight. So,
that feels so good, Mr.
I'm already getting a little high off of it, man.
Like, just from sniffing
yeah.
it.
It doesn't
yeah.
smell
it
anymore,
like,
though.
It feels like I have a heat. It, has
it
a
burned your eyebrows off, bro.
Oh, shit. My eyebrows are coming off.
The smell's gotten, like, less and less potent. For me,
yeah,
at least.
Accurate.
Once you smell enough, it's kind of like, I guess anything else.
Put
you know?
Put it in your mouth and wish it around. Like, spit it back.
No, no, I'm not going to take it.
You do that.
I don't think I'm going to take a straight drink of this. This is
gonna, you are?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No,
okay.
No. I calculated risks. That's what I take. I don't
or you
I don't,
just
I don't
have
go
this,
balls.
You just have
like,
this, you, make, you just have this mind calculator that's
I got
this literally looks like Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew? I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Like a, yeah.
This looks like Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, Mellow Yellow mix or something, maybe.
I think I cleared my sinuses right now. I don't have a runny nose anymore, guys. All right, so you guys ready to do this?
No.
Yeah, let's do it. All
right, so we have the sugar,
quick
and we do painless. Have a little bit of water. So we are going to add our sugar to this mixture.
Quick and painless.
Sorry if this is loud for you guys. I mean, it's a, I couldn't find sugar cubes. Sorry, so I'm just gonna have to use regular granulated.
Wait, are you
sugar.
Sure you're supposed to do a tablespoon for this amount of absinthe that you put in the cup?
I don't know. I think we're gonna need as much sugar as we can get.
I guess you can always, because I think that's a lot of sugar for one.
Oh,
for
that looks
amount.
Like lemonade now.
Yeah.
Just pour it in there, bro.
Just get all the sugar put in, and then we can stir stuff up.
Right.
Or we got a spoon for everybody individually.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys can do your own spurs.
Yeah, we can do
stirs, not
stir.
Spurs.
Why are you going to leave me hanging? I was like, I got to have some.
No, you
got to
take a straight.
Take a straight shot of absinthe.
My Texas is showing. I got to check my Texas privilege.
There you go.
All right. Now you got to add a little bit of water.
Shaking, not stirred?
Shaking up.
All right, let me get this... Let me get my spoon here.
Yeah, bro, this absinthe has cracked my cup.
What?
This sugar.
Oh!
What does it smell like now?
The sugar made it stronger.
I think it's supposed to do that. That's why you water down the drink, too, though. Because it sure shit made
the
it
sugar
way.
Made it
yeah,
stronger.
Yeah.
You didn't even smell it,
like,
pussy.
It sure
smell
shit,
it. Smell it, ho.
Take a smell of it real quick, because I'm telling you.
You didn't even stir it all the way. All your sugar went to the bottom.
He used a spoon.
Oh, add some.
Here, okay,
some...
okay, hold on. Let me do a thing again, then.
It made it stronger.
Yeah, whenever I re-whiffed it, it was just a straight, like...
A punch to the face.
Yeah, it, like, punched me in the brain
from
the inside
out. All I'm thinking
out.
About right now is all the great people who came before me and drank this drink.
You meet all the fucking crazy shit fucking Aleister Crowley did?
Yeah, man. Like, he was... he was a crazy man, but you know, we gotta talk about Aleister Crowley in the podcast because that dude is fucking interesting as fuck.
Who is that? Like, I don't have no clue who that is.
The man, the myth, the legend. There's a lot of things surrounding around him, the cult and his sex ideologies.
Allegedly the cult. Sex ideology was there.
He was a huge fucking, he was a huge like porn star back in his day, man. Like he pretty much fucked anything that had legs.
Is that literally who that song is about? Like the Mr. Crowley song? Ozzy Osbourne?
I know, I've never even actually heard the Mr. Crowley song.
I love feeling in my tongue. Mr. Crowley. Ding, ding, yeah.
You took a little sip?
I like dipped the spoon and like put it on my tongue.
We're not
like,
supposed to taste it yet.
In that area of my tongue like lost feeling.
Oh god. Hey, we gotta make sure you get to your cell phone in case we need to call like.
Oh, well, everybody has a phone, so I think we'll be alright.
Hold on, I'm gonna take a quick.
Oh no, 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 they're gonna drink it already!
Oh shit! Okay, come on, alright, we gotta do this on a
quick
salud.
Hold on.
We can do the. I'm scared, bro.
You can do the arriba, pa abajo, el centro adentro.
What tummy area?
Alright, clinks, bottoms up.
Y'all really gonna drink it? Oh, they drinked it! Oh, I can be a bitch now!
This actually tasted really fucking great.
Wow.
Maybe I have too much sugar, but it tastes really good.
It's not that bad.
I know, yeah. Right?
It's almost like...
Like if I...
Like...
Even on the back end, like, even on the back end, I feel like
watered down tang.
I do get that little numbness that you're talking about, but mine, it's not that
too... It tastes like watered down tang. Like, you've had a cup of tang with ice, and the ice melted.
Maybe there's too much... Well, see, I'm getting a vibe that I probably put a little too much water, a little too much sugar, because I can barely taste the absinthe. Back taste.
Maybe, but it could be like thing. Everclear.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. To where it just kind of zones out everything.
6:58 p.m. on a Monday, and we're still coherent.
So let's go with the second drink. Let's go. Let's see if we get another drink.
You almost finished it.
I'm not going to lie. It's not getting any better, though. It's still kind of... it's not getting any better, but it's still kind of not getting any worse. So I guess that's better than it.
I'm saying in the middle.
I'm not getting.
Is that point of your tongue still kind of like a little bit fresher than the rest of your tongue?
The surface of my tongue.
Where touches it?
The surface of my tongue feels a little numb. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. I hope I'm not allergic to this shit.
Are you allergic to anything in it?
I don't know.
I've researched the ingredients.
I've never been allergic to anything in my life. So, but I mean, if I was right now, I'd be.
And this would be the first time because of Anthony.
I was allergic to it, it's been nice, right, guys? And second off is just like, well, I mean, no, as far as I know, I've never built an allergen to anything.
I mean, I'm actually kind of like, I don't feel too bad.
It doesn't feel hot anymore in here either. I don't know if it's just me, but it doesn't feel hot in here either.
Is it working through your bloodstream?
You're gonna start
sending it out and making you feel a lot nicer.
Oh my goodness, this is crazy. I'm gonna go for the last drink.
It's a weird taste though, man. It really is. I didn't expect it to be like that. I kind of thought it would be like...
Show us how big your balls are and chug it.
Yeah.
Hey man, I got big cojones, man.
Chug it. Oh, man. Nah bro, don't chug it, bro. Don't chug it. Nah, don't do it, bro. Chug it.
I said it was a gym after this.
What the fuck, for real?
No, I'm just kidding.
Chug it.
Don't chug it, bro.
Here we go. Bottoms up, guys.
Don't do it. You got a route to run tomorrow.
I'm actually contemplating whether chugging it or not.
Don't do it.
Just do it. I'll tell you what. See, I only have a little bit left compared to you, but I'll chug it with you on mine.
Hey, easy. That's what she said.
I'll chug the little bit of mine I got left if you chug yours.
Oh my god. He chugged it. He attempted. Cut back.
I just expect, you know what, I expected kind of to taste carbonated sort of for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was carbonated. Do you have mineral water?
No, I don't like.
Oh vegetables. Yeah, I don't like to mix stuff with that either. But I
feel like it would taste better carbonated.
I feel like or you know what? I guess if you want to throw in some Sprite, that'd probably be. You know,
you
actually,
do you have some of your Sprite left?
You could probably get the Sprite and just put the absinthe in it, and the Sprite's gonna have enough sugar in it.
I want to see how it tastes carbonated.
Oh my god, you're gonna add Sprite to it?
I feel like it would feel better.
I mean, it's lemon lime. I mean, I bet it's I bet it complements it well.
Like a good garnish?
Yeah, exactly.
It smells horrible now.
I bet it helped it. I get the taste.
It tastes the same.
Really? Yeah. Feel free. Do you want to try some Sprite?
It eliminated the Sprite. And when a Sprite went in there, it
disappeared.
It killed it.
I'm going to wait because, I mean, you got to think about it still. Like, okay, 40% alcohol by volume means in any, by volume essentially. So, like, that volume that you have in your cup, with the exclusion of the water itself, is going to be 40% alcohol in that amount. So, if you take that right now, you're going to feel it once your body's metabolizing the alcohol and everything.
So, we should eat the tostadas right now.
I think you can clean out the rest of those, but you definitely want to wait for it to start working if you don't want to get hit like a ton of bricks like as soon as it hits, if you chug it fast or drink it too fast.
So, we're at 7:02 p.m. on a Monday night.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Don't feel any different.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel any different?
I don't see any fairies flying around me.
You didn't chug yours that fast. Yeah. See, I tend to be a lightweight.
I still have a little bit too.
I feel something working, but I don't. There's something.
Who's on the job?
It's one of those like there's something going on, but it. I'm not really quite nice yet. You know what I mean? Like I'm not in that gray area yet.
Sitting all nice and neat.
It hasn't quite metabolized yet because at the same time I'm a bigger dude, so like it's got to break. I'll feel it. If you start catching me ranting and rambling on like I kind of am right now, that's when you'll know it's starting to work.
But you're rambling on right now. But you're explaining something though.
I'm explaining something.
Okay.
But if I
once you catch me going on a
steady ramble of something,
yeah,
that's when you know it's really taking a. Just chug it, man.
I mean, you know what? You kind of fucked up because you added more liquid, so you now prolonged the drink.
Well, no, not really.
I'm not going to finish this, bro.
Yeah, I know you're not.
I don't know. It's definitely one of those acquired taste type things.
Yep.
Who the fuck drinks this? Why were people in
Aleister Crowley drink it, bro?
Well, back, you know, because, like, you know, in France, so, like, wines were expensive as fuck because everything was handmade back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is, like, the moonshine of, like, wine or something, I guess, if you want to look at it like that. Because everybody and their mom could make it. That's why, like, everybody back then was getting all fucked up on this because there was, like, lower qualities of it.
Whoa, did you see that?
The aristocrats or whatever.
There's some, like, wings going on there?
The aristocrats that could afford this shit would buy it. When I remember seeing the video, they said, fucking shit contained copper sulfate. Dude, that shit
was Isn't fucking, that poisonous?
It's straight poison, like, almost. It, depending on the amounts you have, but it's like arsenic. It's fucking poison.
You didn't have that flag here before, did you?
What flag? No. It's new. That's a glory.
I like it.
Oh,
I like
cool.
It.
Merca.
My, you say, you ever seen or heard that song, Rednecker by Hardy?
No.
It's like, it's pretty much just talking about how much he's more of a redneck than and the next redneck is or whatever. But in part of the song, he says, my red, white's a little more blue.
Yeah.
You gotta hear the song. It's a good song.
I like wearing my shirt that has the.
Is my eye twitching?
American flag. No, I think you're just
blinking. I can't. You ever seen that movie Blow? He's like, I can't feel my face. I mean, I can feel my
face. Oh man, so here we go. I'm going for the last.
Chug it. Chug it.
I'm going for it.
Just chug it, dude. It's not gonna taste any better. You might as well just let it do its job, and because it's gonna fuck you up anyways.
You know what?
Just do it.
Lord Byron drank this.
There you go.
And he's a great poem.
He was a lord, too.
Writer. And he was a lord, too.
He was a lord, so. Yeah.
Technically, my last name is I'm just bullshitting right now.
What last name?
All right, here we go.
Garf, you're just a few letters away from being a cartoon cat.
Pretty much, man.
Garfield.
Hey, man. Don't say my last name.
Today's Monday.
Oh,
loves lasagna. And that's what I said, a few letters away from being Garfield. I didn't say it.
Past the mouth, through the gums. Look out, stomach. Here it comes.
Go,
stop,
go,
bro.
Go,
all the sugars at the bottom.
Yeah, some of it still didn't, like, mix in or break down.
My God.
You hate yourself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the decisions. And hindsight's 20-20,
you know,
right?
It's not something to completely turn me away from the drink. I mean,
I'm never having this again.
Well,
I don't know if I'd ever. How much did that bottle cost, first off?
Enough.
Man, you probably wasted like more than what you needed to get that thing.
Well, if someone ever gets drunk at my house,
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I was gonna say
hey,
it was.
Try this one.
If someone's like, "Oh, someone that's already hammered," is like, "Oh yeah, go ahead and just kill that man. Go for it."
You go for it, man. Just hate. Just
have you seen? Did you check?
Hope you're not busy for about a month.
How is it? How are like after effects? You know, like, does it leave you hungover as much as beer?
I don't know.
Or?
I don't know.
Well, also, we just did like a little Sam's Club sample. We didn't like.
Yeah, it was like a really. I wouldn't say it's a really watered down sample, but it was.
But we weren't just taking straight shots.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not gonna take any more after this.
I'm not either.
Okay.
I'm gonna have another beer.
How about we do this? How about we serve a small? And I mean, or you know what? We got our spoons. How about we take a straight tablespoon out of this?
Let's do it.
Yeah,
you did. All right, let's go. Let's do a tablespoon. Because I was thinking a shot. I was like, no, I don't know.
I don't know about a shot. I can do a spoon.
Yeah, this is just a tablespoon.
No, this is straight absinthe.
Like, well, you know, they said this was supposed to be intended as like a medicine.
Yeah.
Back in the day, so it's like we're taking a taking a little bit of grandpa's old cough medicine there.
A little bit of grandpa's old cough medicine.
Are we gonna wait for each other, or we're just gonna?
Yeah, we'll wait for each other. That way, we can kind of see how we all.
I get all of y'all sloppy seconds. What the fuck?
We'll move yours out the way. That's what she said.
Not crossing streams. Right. Don't cross streams.
Don't cross the streams, Ray.
All right. I think as we got spillage.
No, man, you're good, bro. Save that. All
right, hold on. Okay. What are you doing?
I overfilled a little bit. Sorry, guys.
You got a little overzealous on that one. All right.
I'm gonna chase mine with a Bud Light.
All right, yo. One, two, three,
and not dying.
Go. Fuck. Even that alone.
Why?
Even that alone. No, man. And that was just a spoon. Who the fuck drinks that shit straight? Oh, wait, no. I'll start gagging. I don't do vomit, man. You know that from my cup. I don't do vomit, dude. That was fucking horrible.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
Oh my god. That's probably the worst thing I've ever
done. Today I have lost many things.
My gums!
Was that as I said, I lost many things today?
I lost this day. Exact. This day. It's
bad. I don't even know who the fuck. I'm still feeling that shit in the back of my throat. Like,
this day extracts a huge toll.
Yeah. Today I've lost more than.
Then you'll know.
And that was just a spoon.
That was just a spoon. I don't know who usually takes shots of this.
I mean, for me,
I see, Dan is just about like the breath, the air.
Do you smell the alcohol in the air?
It permeates in the fucking air, and you can smell that shit. I'm telling you, it's
like
bad.
Like for me, I felt it first in my, like in the back of my gum.
Yeah.
And then it like overflowed my mouth.
I chased it with the Sprite, so.
And then it overflowed my mouth.
Both y'all chased it with something?
I chased it with Bud Light.
I didn't chase it with a fucking thing. it was fucking awesome.
And then I drank it with the Bud Light. And then it mixed in with the Bud Light. So it was like, it kept on going down my throat. And I was like, go away.
That was awful. I don't know who the hell would even want to.
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like it's reaching me faster now because of it.
Well, you took a straight.
I wish we had
one
of
those. Yeah, I didn't chase it with nothing.
Breath blower things.
Oh, the PBT. Yeah, they're only like $20, dude. You can carry them.
Dude, that would be so fucking awesome.
We only have one, like an actual good one. We have only one, and we just like traded out because it works really like well. But you can buy them like $20 online anywhere now. And you can take a screen.
No.
Oh, okay. I have to say, whoa.
Yeah, that's rough.
We're pussies.
That was pretty rough. Yeah, we're. I mean, obviously, I don't have the. Not that
I mean, I still feel all right.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to drink at least 2 shots, and
you're my lips are kind of numb.
My lips are numb. The back of my tongue is numb. Up until now, literally right now, I was still feeling a burn.
Yeah,
like a wasabi burn. You know what I mean? Like that weird chemical.
Oh, when it goes to your fucking head. You know, like I just tried wasabi a couple weeks ago.
Fume, fucking
isn't it like paste?
Yeah. It's like a thin paste. Well, see this guy, because I went to go eat lunch in like the downtown Dallas, like the underground restaurant they had there, and there was a Chinese food place there, and I got like some orange chicken, and it's all off topic, guys, but well worth it. So I was telling the guys, like, hey, y'all have any hot mustard? He's like, oh yeah, it's homemade right here, bro. I got you. I'm like, okay, I grabbed it. He's like, oh, well, careful, man, it's real hot. Because I make it myself and I put a lot of wasabi in it. I'm like, oh, I like hot stuff. It's cool. Nothing to me. So I ended up just like spraying the whole damn, my whole orange chicken, my whole fried rice, like covered in it.
I fucking hate that shit because my tia, she makes the hottest hot sauce, right? And she's like, échale salsa, mijo, it's good. And there goes my dumbass pouring it over everything. And then I'm like you in the middle of a take. I'm fucking sweaty.
Yeah. No, the no. So whenever I was, I had never really tried wasabi, you know, like period. Like I never knew what it was. Like
I
knew
it was hot, but it was crazy. That was 10 years ago. That was the last time I tried it. 10 years ago.
So when I bit into this piece of orange chicken that was just covered with
he's good.
I'm not drunk. yeah, I'm totally not drunk. We're not that drunk. Anyway, so I bit into it, and I just felt this huge like.
Wait.
Into my sinus.
Like burping it up? Oh, like it doesn't taste any better?
I was like, it's coming. Well, I was like, you're going to throw up? Right? I was like, I don't do vomit, man. That's not telling you.
No, I know. I was going to do that for me, but it doesn't taste any better coming up.
It doesn't? So would you recommend abstinence to
the... Your eyes are low, bro.
Oh, sorry.
He's starting to do the little sneer thing.
Like, what? Your eyes are low. Or me or him?
No.
Well, both of y'all look like y'all are flying right now.
I'm good.
I feel good.
I'm starting to feel it just, like, kind of working there. Starting to get to where I'm, like, kind of nice. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah?
Like, not too, okay. Like,
but would you recommend abstinence to your everyday drinker?
Fuck no. Why would you drink this?
Yeah. How about you?
Nah, that's some shit you do on a dare or something. Like, you don't fucking drink.
That's what you do during a seance.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's some shit you do if you're trying to forget about some shit for real.
Shit.
Like, you don't know. You don't do that. I'm telling you, if you drink that shit straight, that shit probably gives you the worst fucking hangover.
Yeah. So, well, if we can recommend this to anybody, I guess this is going to be...
It's only for the bold.
Yeah, only for the bowl.
If you live on the edge.
You got big balls. You can definitely try this out.
Could you tell them where you got it from or how you found it? Or
like, I mean, well,
if they were interested, how they would go about.
Well, okay, so guys, if you're really interested in this and you want to try for yourself, if you want to try for a couple of laughs, you know, like, oh my God, I just want to try it out, see what these guys are experiencing. But it's not really for the faint of heart. If you...
Read up on it.
If you read up on it, get a little history behind it. Like, I gave you a little brief, like, extremely brief history.
Yeah, like, we went into this, how do you say, with some respect for it.
Yeah.
An understanding.
Yeah, we went in with some respect. Well, mainly because it was banned
for, you know, for so long, but, you know, under the ban, it was all just false accusations.
You're slurring now. Is it hidden?
No.
No, okay.
I feel like I can form complete sentences, but...
Or is my time just delayed?
I think you're delayed right now.
And I think you're slurring, but you're really not.
I'm not. I'm actually speaking quite coherently.
I'll hear this in post.
Quite coherently.
I'll say that five times fast.
Quite coherently. Quite coherently. No, you can't do that.
It's hard. Quite coherently. Quite coherently. Quite coherently. Quite coherently. Quite coherently. No, yeah. No, I got like three.
I heard a cocoa in there. I heard a cocoa in there, too.
So, yeah, if they're interested, let them know how.
Well, see, it's funny because I thought I was going to go to like some high-end like liquor store like Specs or Total Wine, but I actually went to one of the local liquor stores that we have in Dallas, and... There was only four brands on the shelf, and they had a lot of dust on them. So obviously,
they had a lot of dust.
Yeah, it's definitely not something that Dallas, what did we call it? Dallasites drink.
Dallasites.
Yeah, but it's definitely easy to find. Your price ranges are going to be between 30 to, I think I even saw a price for like 150. So I guess it really, really depends. And like I said, there's different brands. They ferment them differently. They, you know, pretty much just make them differently. And you can make black, clear, just clear. I think clear is supposed to be like one of the worst ones you can get.
That could, because that's, yeah, you're not putting anything to kind of dull down the.
Yeah.
You're not putting coloring.
It's coming out, right? So, okay, it's coming straight out of the distillery.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can get any kind of ones you want, but definitely, definitely go with caution with this one.
Yeah. End up seeing color or end up feeling colors by the time you're done with it.
You're gonna make people feel noise. I'm just gonna say that right now.
Feel noise.
I mean, because Anthony's a seasoned alcoholic.
Thank you.
And
thank you for telling the world that I'm an alcoholic, guys.
He's a seasoned drinker, so he can hang. He has his shit.
Alcoholic beverage connoisseur.
Yeah.
I'm kind of new to it.
Oh yeah, guys. If you guys have any other drink you guys wanted us to try out, because I really want to do like a stout beer kind of podcast pretty soon.
Like a Guinness?
Guinness.
Like a Samuel Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson?
bitch!
Anyways, yeah, if you guys have any other drinks you want us to try, that'd be cool. Go ahead and just send us a DM or put it on our Facebook site. As always, you guys can reach us on Instagram at Podcast Your Average, Twitter Your Average Pod 1, Facebook Your Average Podcast. This has been horrible, but it's been knowledgeable, don't you think?
I feel like this was like the quickest episode we did, but I guess we'll see how long we went here in a few.
Well, I just really wanted to get this over with. Okay. But it was good though. It was knowledgeable, and I always wanted to try this because it had a lot of creepy shit behind it, because it obviously it turned men into degenerates and women to martyrs and beasts of a man. So I don't know, but anyways, it's been fun, guys. We'll see you on the next one. We'll see you next time, guys.